Hey everyone, this is Josh Dolan.
And I'm Logan Spieler, and we're the sports editors for Etched in Stone online news publication for Fossil Ridge High School.
So today we got another podcast coming out where we're going to be going over our favorite cities and states that we feel would be great places to live. We have a great range varying from places where we feel it'd be great to raise a family, but also places that we feel we can be integrated into society as we're becoming older. So at number one, we have Colorado. Number two, we have the Pacific Northwest. Number three, we have Arizona. Number four, the Midwest. And number five, California. So Logan and I both live in Fort Collins, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver. It's about 45 minutes away. We love it here. The mountains are really close to Fort Collins, which is a great feature. It's only about an hour and a half to 3 hours away, depending on what mountain you want to go to, which is great for skiing and great to even go up in the summer. There's always great views. It's a great city. So that's really a positive aspect. Another great part of Fort Collins and Colorado in general is the education is really great here. And lastly, Fort Collins is a really booming city. A lot of businesses are popping up and the population is sprouting. So that's a great feature as well. There's a lot of job opportunities here as well.
So yeah, also one of the main things Colorado has going for it is definitely its weather. You get all four seasons here. You get really nice summers. And then in the winter, you can get a lot of snow, which is good for skiing. But you never get too cold or too hot. And the weather can change very quickly here. And also, it's a really clean and efficient state as a whole. Denver and its suburbs are really well known for having really clean air and water and not a lot of environmental damages. It also has a lot of renewable energies to try to make it more efficient, and it's just an overall really happy place to live with some great education and scenery, and that's why it's probably our favorite place to live in America.
And also, Fort Collins was ranked a couple years ago as the best city to live in America. So Fort Collins is just overall a great place to live, and Colorado in general is just great.
So yeah, next we have number two, which is the Pacific Northwest. And specifically, we're talking about Seattle and Portland and the rest of the Washington and Oregon area. It's a really lush, really beautiful part of the country. I went up there to do a couple college visits and really fell in love with the landscape. They've got great mountains similar to Colorado, really lush forest, great for hiking. They're also close to the ocean, even though it does get pretty cold up there. It's overall a really efficient, really nice place to live. Great place for family, do well education-wise, and then Seattle's it's a major hub of the Pacific Northwest. Great businesses, a ton of job opportunities, and just a really cool place to live.
And so, unlike Logan, I have not been to Washington or Oregon, but from what I have perceived in the news or on TV or from people that I have visited, is they both seem like great places to live. I know that what Logan was telling me, the cities, the big cities like Seattle and Portland, are really fun. There's always things to do. So that's definitely a great aspect to living there. So moving on, we have Arizona at number three. I have lived in Arizona. I lived there for 7 years when I was younger. And I lived in a little town called Anthem that has now become like a town like Fort Collins. It's booming, it's sprouting. It's a really family-friendly community. There's a lot of swimming pools and gated neighborhoods for safety. And the education system there is getting better. And one great aspect to Arizona is it's a fairly cheap place to live. The houses down there are not too expensive. So it makes it really good for up and coming families and people that are just kind of getting integrated into their job and what they're going to do in their career.
So yeah, I definitely think Arizona would be a great place to live. My sister actually goes to college in Arizona. She loves it there. Obviously, the weather is a major factor in why a lot of people want to go there. But it's a really cool place to live. And as Josh said, it's pretty cheap. It's a pretty clean city. Phoenix has a ton of job opportunities in all the suburbs around it. So number four, we have the Midwest. Josh and I both grew up a little bit in the Midwest. I lived in Des Moines, Iowa for 8 years. I love the atmosphere there. It's very family friendly. There's a lot of cool cities like Des Moines, for example, and then Kansas City, St. Louis, Chicago are all really cool cities that actually have a lot more going for them than people give them credit for. I have a lot of cool sports. Like I said, very family-friendly, a lot of job opportunities, some great schools there college-wise. It's just a really safe, really fun place to grow up for a family, and then some of those cities like Chicago would be cool growing up when you're young.
And so like Logan said, I've lived in many parts of the Midwest actually. I was born in Illinois, specifically Naperville, which was ranked the same year that Fort Collins was ranked number one. Naperville was actually number two for the best city to live in America. And then I've also lived in Janesville, Wisconsin. So I've gotten a lot of mix between the states in the Midwest. And I can say that the only downside to them is it's drastically cold in the winter. And then in the summer, the humidity can definitely be irritative. And there's a lot of mosquitoes. So if you have any allergies or mosquitoes can bug you a lot, then I would not recommend it. But overall, the Midwest is a great area to live. I love the region. And like Logan said, there's great people there, family friendly, and great place to live. So moving on to California, there's two cities that me and Logan feel would be great places to live. We said San Francisco and San Diego. Obviously, you got the beach. Can't go wrong with the beach. One of the downsides of California, though, is how expensive it is. I did know someone that lived in California, and then they moved to Colorado, and they can say that California was overall a nicer place to live, but due to how expensive it is, they definitely would rather live in Colorado because you have so many of the same features that California offers here in Colorado, and the people are really great in both areas, but just due to the expense, California can be a really costly place to live, and also they do get a lot of earthquakes, so that can also be scary as well, unlike here in Colorado where we rarely get any natural disasters due to the mountains.
So yeah, we're definitely kind of split on a lot of the cities in California. We didn't like the Los Angeles area very much, or the Sacramento. There's a lot of crime, a lot of pollution, a lot of people there. But then the Bay Area, which includes San Francisco and Oakland and San Jose, is a really fun town. I've been to San Francisco with my parents. It's a hopping town, plenty to do, friendly people. It's very pretty up there, great architecture, a lot of cool buildings. And then San Diego, you can't go wrong, beautiful weather, beautiful beach. So those are our five states, and then those specific cities, those are all the places that Josh and I both agreed we definitely want to live in at some point in our life in America. And either way, you can't go wrong with any of the cities. And we just feel like out of all of them, Colorado is probably our favorite. But like we said, there's a lot of great cities and a lot of great places to live in America.
So if you guys have any comments, please comment. And we'd love to hear your guys' feedback and whether you agree with us or disagree with us. Hope you guys enjoyed it.